enjoy the pasture. You know, Father lays it out before you. Do you know what a pastor is? A pastor is one that's supposed to supply Father's pasture for you. That means good grazing, something you can get your teeth set into. Feed you from God's Word, whereby it makes sense, gives you direction. We have a lot of turmoil in the world today, especially around the barometer point, which is to say, I believe you have a telephone call. There we go. And that pastor is always there for you. And you want to thank him for that, but most of all, you want to enjoy it. Okay. That's what's important. And with these problems in the world today, as you see, hey, things, the old Jerusalem is our barometer, okay, for how things are. And you want to watch that very closely. I'm not saying I'm not like the little Chicken Little or whatever his name was, the sky's falling. It's not. Okay. We're in good shape, but things are getting serious, real serious. So that's the reason we're going to cover this, and we're going to respect and love our Father, the Creator of all. You know, as it's written in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4, all souls belong to God. You don't get around to giving Him your soul. He's already got it, okay? He created it. It's His. And in doing so, then He hopes that you'll love Him, that you'll follow Him, and He has cleared the way that if you believe and if you follow Him, He's going to see that you have that good pasture. We're going to just take the book of Psalms chapter 1 and 2, and we're going to cover them. They're short. And Psalms 1 reads in verse 1, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." You know, you can go down to the Spit and Chew Club. That's a thing in the South where people gather on a corner, and you've got advice coming in from all corners. And most of them are, how should I say, they're not really successful people. The last people in the world you'd want to take advice from, okay? But so advice with the scorn, you hang out with the wrong people, unbelievers, and it's going to rub off on you a little bit of it, okay, if you're not careful. In other words, it's not wise to. There's better pickings, better ground, and better success for those that follow successful and positive thinking people. Verse 2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord," that's to say the word of the Lord, "and in his law doth he meditate day and night." 3, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whosoever whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." In other words, a tree by the river always looks real good. Why? Because it gets plenty of water. It's well watered, or as we would say in the Hebrew tongue, Berean. Okay, it is really well watered, and it sheds leaves when it should, and it grows when it should. You should also, if you're following God's plan, if you're taking His advice. Nobody's perfect. We all slip up at times, but you're going to be successful. Okay, always think positive. "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away." They're blowing here, there, and everywhere, never amounting to a hill of beans. Chaff is never, we've never found a real good use for chaff. Okay. Usually it's burned. Okay. "Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous." They'll stand in judgment, but it won't be with the righteous. Judgment for the righteous is a beautiful thing. You get, it's payday. That's where God blesses you for all the good you've done. And you know something? He's not even going to mention what you repented for. Okay? That'd be bad if He did, wouldn't it? But He won't. Okay? He said, I don't want to hear about it. Once I forgive it, I don't want to hear about it again. So So the bad will be judged, but it won't be with the righteous. In other words, judgment day to the righteous is a good thing. That's payday. Maybe that's a crude way to put it, but it's true. The many blessings of God flow to those. What you have accomplished and earned, you're going to get. Right? And so it is. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Oh, that's what their judgment is. No change in the millennium happens, how it comes to pass. To perish simply means to be turned to ashes from within. Thingy. A Hebraism meaning it's over. Doesn't exist any longer. Or another way of putting it in the Greek, you're blotted out. That's why you won't have tears for some loved one that didn't make it. They're not going to be even in your memory. They're going to be blotted out. They just do not make it. Now, for this day, for this time, for this lecture, enjoy the pasture. Verse 1 of chapter 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Because of false teaching. Because of not listening to Yahweh, the Heavenly Father. Too many other religions and ways. The tumultuous assembly is what it is kind of stated in the Hebrew. Okay. That they gather and they dream up all sorts of things. Their imagination runs wild. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed saying. Now, you want to remember, you go against God's anointed. What did He say about His anointed? That's those that have the seal of God in their forehead. Revelation chapter 9, verse 4. Don't touch those that have the seal of God in their forehead. Touch not mine anointed. And, of course, who is the head anointed one? You know, many people think it's strange that Christians anoint. That's what Christ's name means. God anointed him. His name means the anointed one. And then a Christian would say, why do we anoint with the oil of our people? How strange that false teachings can abound even in so-called Christian churches. But this is what he said. Verse 3. This is what the enemy says. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. They're silly little games. God laughs at. He can put a stop to it at any time He so chooses, and as a follower of His, I want you to absorb that. I want you to know He takes care of His pasture. He takes care of His children. We have the victory. That's why He has blessed us. Our military is the strongest, the best in the world. And it always will be. For it's written that we would always control our gates, and so we do. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath, this is the enemy, and vex them in His sore displeasure. And when our Father is unhappy with somebody, He gets it done. Okay. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion, that's Mount Zion. What king is that? There's only one, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I will declare the decree, the Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. This word begotten means I'm his father. He's your father also. He's the father of all. And on Father's Day, that should certainly be remembered. That God, the Father of all, loves you. He's got time for you. He cares about you. Your DNA is different than anyone else's in the world. He made you unique because He wanted someone like you, but He wants you to obey Him as best you can. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance. That's to say the nations, better translated, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. In other words, God controls all, and His elect will control all. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. That's to say, their organization. Christ is returning this time not as a babe to be crucified, but he's returning riding a war horse and with a rod of iron. And that that's in his way is in trouble, bad trouble. You should take good feelings from this. You have nothing to fear. You have nothing to worry about as long as you utilize common sense and protect yourself as you're supposed to from the enemy. God gives you power over all of your enemies through the Lord Jesus Christ, as it is written in Luke chapter 10, verse 18. Verse 10, be wise now, therefore, O you kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. We have judges that don't listen a whole lot anymore. We have judges that do. This is a sad state of affairs, as we just went through an experience where a prosecutor really took advantage of a whole university, that is to say, especially three of its young people. And I know each one of them cried out in the night, where is justice? But this man needed to be elected. And who all he embarrassed trying to pull that off? He wouldn't listen to the Father. And today he pays. But frankly, he may not be sure paying. But you should be instructed. You know, there is a law. The very word itself comes from common law in Europe. This King James Bible was written from that law. Not written from it, but the law was written from the King James. In other words, common law is God's law. It was copied. And it later came to this nation. The common law there is basically the law which it turns stronger to the law of precedent, which in my mind is not good, necessarily. I don't particularly care for the law of precedent, and I'm digressing here a little bit, be that as it may. But the law of precedent says that some man that says this can override what God says, according to this good man or that good man. I don't really care that much about what man says. I want to know what God has to say. Because you're always going to be a winner. You're always going to be successful when you listen to Him and form your life around that, absorbing His pasture, that He feeds you, letting you know, hey, you're His child. He loves you. He controls the whole world. And He loves you. He cares about you. And Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, and be instructed, as we read. Verse 11, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. That word, fear, can also be translated revere. And you that are righteous, you love Him. You don't fear Him. You love Him. 12, kiss the Son. Love the Son. That's what it means. Lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Do you believe that? I do. As a matter of fact, I know it for a fact. Believe in him, love him, and you're blessed. Okay. He fulfills that promise. That's how you find happiness. If you just kind of let go a little bit of the world and man and let God, okay, let the Holy Spirit touch you and guide you from what? His Word. Not a bunch of nonsense and not a bunch of jabber, not a bunch of sayings of men, but the Word of God. It will always lead you through and show you through, and when you do follow it, He makes certain that you're blessed. I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, well, I wonder why it is that he never blesses me. Well, all you have to do is look at him pretty close and you can find out in a hurry. Okay. You don't have to go very far and you can tell. And where do you go in that case? If you practice tough love, and you should, You help that person. Examples, some might wonder, well, what's he talking about? Well, people will pray for anointing and healing, and God will heal them. And in 6 months, they're back sicker than a dog. And they come back and say, it didn't work. Well, are you following God's health laws? Well, what's that? So there you go, you see. If you eat, God created these bodies. He knows what keeps them healthy. And you kind of want to go by what he says. Don't eat scavengers. Okay. Scavengers are good. He put them here to clean up disease off the earth, not for you to pig out on. Okay. It'll make you sick. Right. You don't go around brewing the tea from the filters out of your air conditioner, do you? Of course not. You know. What? Follow him. Do what he requests, and you'll be blessed. Okay, let's go to Psalms 95. I'm sorry, 89. Psalms 89. Psalms 89, we're going to pick it up with verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known my faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. Verse 3, I have made a covenant with my chosen. This is your Father speaking. I don't know, are you a part of that? I made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to David my servant. And naturally, who came through David? Christ, of course. From the root of Jesse came David and then Christ. The seed will I establish forever, thy seed rather, and build up thy throne to all generations. See, that means pause, think just a moment. He says, I'm going to connect something to that that's important. That's what Selah means. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. The ones that follow him. Okay? For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? Again, do you understand you're involved in this? We're talking about your Father. We're talking about Father's Day and the real Father, your Father in heaven. Nothing can compare to him. He's never going to leave you, nor is he going to forsake you. You may leave him, but he's not going to leave you. And you should make note of that. You should remember that. When you feel alone and far away, you let him. He did not leave you. That covenant is the covenant he made with Abraham. That covenant is just as good as it can be. It is the contract of God. It ultimately ends in marriage, that is to say, a spiritual marriage at the second advent. 7, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. That love him, that are about him, mean listening to him, doing his work. You can reverence him. Why? He's your captain. He's in charge. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? You know, man will let you down. Somebody may promise you something, and if something really puts the pressure on or the screws to him, he may change his mind. But God is faithful. When he makes a promise, you can claim it. If you meet the conditions, there's always conditions to it. Don't ever forget that part. 9, thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast rebuked Rahab in pieces. thou hast broken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. You know what this has reference to? That's Egypt. Okay. This is when he parted the Red Sea, and the children of the covenant walked over, and then God, with his strong arm, let it go. And that water in the sea covered over the Egyptian army and drowned all of them there in that sea that were following them. God did it, not man. And God knows how to take care of his own. The final battle that everybody fears so much, Haman, Gog, and Armageddon, do you think man fights those battles? Not so. You haven't read the scripture if you think so. Haman, Gog will happen, and this call this educated guess or whatever you want to, this is where it will happen, Alaska. Rush, which is Rosh, the chief prince Meshach in the Hebrew manuscripts, is Rosh. Okay. It was Rush by the Vulgate, and later changed. We paid $7 million for Alaska. That still kind of boils every once in a while. And they will come at us from the north, and they will revert back to atheistic communism. Kind of in the process today, enough that you better pay attention. Okay. Putin is not really the good man that our president might think he is. Okay, I don't think he deceives our president a whole lot, but I mean, he won't let governors be elected in Russia any longer. He appoints them. Guess where that's going? Anyway, when they come at us, God stops them. Ezekiel 38 and 39. 39 verses 1 through 4. God said, I will knock his arrows from his hand. What? With a hailstones weighing 180 pounds. Why? Because God doesn't want an army to stop them, because they don't believe there's a God. But there he's going to stand, and he's going to stop them in their tracks, just our Father alone. And just as he did the Egyptian army, he's going to take them out. And then they will know there is a God. And boy, is he angry at them. And maybe, you know, we'll just have some converts through that. Who knows? Maybe. I never count anybody out, okay? What a time to live in this very time, okay? But our Father's in control. He loves you. This message is strictly to have you enjoy the pasture and feel comfort and security from your Father in these trying times. You can relax and sleep good at night. Father's still on the throne. The heavens are thine. The earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. He made them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor, that's the forest, the rainforest, another forest. And Hermon, that's the high mountain, the snowy peaks. From the forest to the snowy peaks shall rejoice in thy name, all of them. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice, who sits at his right hand? Christ does. Justice and judgment are the habitation or the foundation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. You can always count on it. No crooked politicians there. No crooked prosecutors. I mean, no crooked judges. And no crooked elected officials. All on the line, straight as a string can be. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. And that's where you want to be, believing, loving, and knowing him. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. In his name you have powers. Have you used them? Do you let people run over you when you have power over all of your enemies in the name of Jesus Christ? Do you claim the very promises that He made to you? You should. You have to ask before you receive, my friends. And when you love Him, how could you but help? Through His Word, say, Father, help me. I love You. Because that's what He really wants from you, is your love. Our Father, contrary to what many might think, doesn't get up every morning and say, wonder who I can lap today. You know, I'm ready. No, He loves people. He loves His children. It is His will. Let me give you a scripture that documents that. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. God is long-suffering. That means He's full of patience. And it is His will that all come to repentance. They won't. You can count on that. They won't. But it would please Him if they did. Okay. Verse 17. For Thou art the glory of their strength, and in Thy favor our horn shall be exalted. And how is your horn doing? Okay. Horn of plenty? Or is it empty? Okay. Think about it. Let the Lord bless you. He wants to. Okay. Always does. Always has. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Listen, you don't have to worry when the heathen rage. It'll all turn out just fine. This is why we live in a nation you can reach in your pocket, pull out a coin that says, In God we trust. He is our true commander-in-chief. And everything will be fine. But you've got to protect yourself. You've got to use common sense. You've got to be, you realize you're a child of God. And that's what it takes. Verse 19. Then thou speakest in vision to thy Holy One and saidest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. Who was it? David, the offspring of David, which would be Yeshua, Jesus. I have found David my servant with my holy oil have I anointed him. And he did. With whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. God's going to be with him always. The enemy shall not exact upon him, not harass him and get away with it, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. Wouldn't do him any good. Satan can't gain any ground there. Why? They have the seal of God. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. Sleep good tonight, friend. God knows what's happening. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name, you underline that, in my name shall his horn be exalted. We have Christian armies. That may offend some, be that as it may, be offended. That's the way it goes, okay? I will set his hand or his rule also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He covers it all. Got it? He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father. Have you ever had a real Father's Day that you look up and call him Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation? What a Father's Day we have when we have a Father that prepares a pasture as he does for us. Also, I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. Praise God. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. Wouldn't break it for anything. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. This is why you want to pay attention to the stone of scum, on which the kings in that lineage are still core. The coronation takes place there even to this day. And then you might say, oh, shoot, you're talking about those kings, and are you a Christian? You bet. And one of those kings brought forth this Bible, the King James Version. Okay. God's in control. Do you know what Queen Elizabeth's first duty and obligation is in office? Protector of the faith. Okay. Now, that doesn't make her Christ by any means, but that throne is forever, and it'll be there till he who rightfully it belongs to returns. And he can handle it quite carefully, quite completely, and it will be established back where it should be. Okay, I'm going to conclude from the book of Isaiah. While we're in Psalms, go to 95 for me. Psalms 95. Sorry about that. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Don't ever forget what foundation you're built upon, what rock. It won't shake. It won't move. It's not sand. It's solid. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. He's in charge. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. He's our what? He's our Maker. He made your soul, beloved. He is your Father. He is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. And that's back when the fathers tempted him. One day too long, and God destroyed a whole generation because they wouldn't listen. And naturally, Joshua, who wanted to march, would later lead them into that promised land. Now turn with me to Isaiah, the great book of Isaiah. Chapter 40. We're going to cover verses 1 and 2 of Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. That's your Father. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Don't worry about her, beloved. It's going to get roughed up. Don't worry about her. And cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received the Lord's hand double for all her sins. And when it comes back into the hands from the Antichrist to the true Christ, this will come to pass. Skip with me now to the 10th verse. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He'll get it done. Can't do the type, Father. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd, and he shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. He always takes care of the handicapped. And if you can't walk, he'll carry you. Okay, spiritually speaking, that is so. You have that awesome power of faith and belief. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who could do that? No one could. Okay. But he did. He put it in a perfect orbit until the catabole of the first earth age. Now she's a little bit off center, about 90 miles from magnetic north to true north. It'll get straightened out. It truly will. And then, as we have in documentaries, found buttercups in the mouth of mammoths in Alaska under the tundra, buttercups will grow again on the North Pole when this earth goes back as it's supposed to. That instant freeze will be all gone. 13, who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? You know something? He didn't need one. All wisdom comes from our Father. With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? If you've ever read Proverbs chapter 8, you know, as it is written, wisdom speaks. Wisdom was with him in the beginning, and wisdom is still with him. All wisdom comes from God. You know, when you read Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, do you know what that verse says? It says, the beginning of knowledge is reverence of Almighty God, loving him. Then you begin to gain knowledge and wisdom. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Picture a set of balances. You know, that's the way they used to weigh gold, okay? By putting a snowing weight on one side and then with a balance and then a weight on the other side. He balanced it all out. And he's got it down pat, okay? And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. Lebanon got much trouble today. 17, all nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing in vanity. He can handle it, beloved. Don't think this is saying he doesn't love them. He does. But as far as being any opposition, they're not. Okay. He can speak, and things happen, in other words. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare him to him? Do you think there's some army that can take him? Do you think Satan's more powerful than he is? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooses a tree that will not rot, hardwood. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning, the very beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the world, of the earth? You know, to understand the foundations of the earth, you have to go back into the first earth age, when there were dinosaurs, when there were mammoths, and when it was such a perfect place that, like, we have found palm trees growing abundantly petrified in a mountaintop in New Mexico, which is desert. And it's lush at one time. Beautiful. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. He controls, and he is in charge. How precious he is. That bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. That means emptiness. And boy, it's getting there, beloved. Yet they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also bow upon the blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. You don't have anything to worry about, beloved. Not if you're on God's side. If you're on the enemy's side, you've got a lot to worry about. If you're one of these that would rather go with the ways of the world. The thing is, the real challenge for a Christian is to be with the Father and conquer the earth, beat it at its own game, prosper in their conditions, and still hold God's law. It's firm. It's a challenge. And it certainly can be done. That's being wiser than the serpent. Okay? To whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal with the Holy One? Not really. Okay? Lift up your eyes on high and behold who hath created these things. That bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Look out at the Milky Way, look up at it, and love your Father. Okay. He put it there. It works real good. Okay. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, that is the natural seed of Israel, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Who is it that would look up and say, well, God just isn't fair? And that's the meaning. 28, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding? He never tires and he never gives up. I just hope he has time for me. Don't be silly. He's got plenty of time for everybody. Okay. Why? He's your Father. And he loves you. And you know something? Whether you realize it or not, you're in good shape. You're in real good shape when you use common sense and you follow God's way. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. He takes the weak and makes them strong. Strong spiritually especially. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. When you serve God, that's the way it is, beloved. He's with you. And when you hear of these troubles in the world, he knows. It's playing out just like it's written. Coming right down to the wire. Enjoy. Okay, don't get uptight. That would doubt him. He's able to take care of his own. And he can certainly do it. Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, for being our Father. We respect, love, and honor thee, Almighty God. Father, we know that this is a critical time, and we trust your leading. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. Mr. Mark.